Hello, 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 and welcome to Sese Says So. It's season two. We in here, baby. Yeah. Okay, so let me start off by introducing myself. I am Rahma Sese, also known as Miss Sese, and this podcast is Sese Says So, a biology revision podcast aimed to help you with your biology revision. So last season, I focused on GCSE, and in season two, the focus will be on A-level biology. But before I get into this episode, make sure you subscribe to my podcast channel, follow me on Instagram at Sese Says So, and now worksheets for each of my episodes can be found on my Tez shop, which is Tez/Sese Says So. So, in this episode, we'll be looking at the topic carbohydrates, and by the end of this episode, you should be able to describe the terms monomers, polymers, condensation and hydrolysis reaction, describe the structure of a monosaccharide and disaccharides, and describe the structure and function of polysaccharides. So, without further ado, let's get into it. Carbohydrates, lipids, proteins, and nucleic acids are macromolecules, also known as the big molecules. Carbohydrates, proteins, and nucleic acids are often referred to as polymers. These are large molecules that can be made up of small repeating molecules, known as monomers. So monomers are able to combine with one another to form polymers. For example, amino acids are the monomers of proteins, monosaccharides are the monomers of carbohydrates, and nucleotides are the monomers of nucleic acids. The formation of a polymer occurs via a special reaction between each of the monomers. This is the condensation reaction. This is when a chemical bond forms between monomers due to the removal of water. The formation of polymers is a reversible reaction. So polymers can be broken down into their corresponding monomers via the hydrolysis reaction. Now remember, in biology, the prefix hydro always refers to water, and the suffix lysis refers to splitting or breaking down. Therefore, hydrolysis is the breaking down of a large molecule into a smaller one by the addition of water molecules. Okay, well, it's time for our first pit stop. For this pit stop, I would like you to identify whether each description is an example of a condensation reaction or a hydrolysis reaction. Number one, amino acids joining together to form a polypeptide chain. Number two, the breakdown of starch into maltose. And finally, number three, the formation of RNA from nucleotides joining together. Okay, well, pause the podcast, give yourself a chance to think of those answers, and we'll be back with the correct answers in. Okay, so for this pit stop, you had to identify whether each description is an example of a condensation reaction or a hydrolysis reaction. So number one, amino acids joining together to form a polypeptide chain. This is an example of a condensation reaction. Number two, the breakdown of starch into maltose. This is an example of a hydrolysis reaction. And finally, number three, the formation of RNA from nucleotides joining together. This again is an example of a condensation reaction. So if you got those answers correct, great job. And now we're going to move on into the second segment. Carbohydrates are important as a source of energy. All carbohydrates are made up of the elements carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. Monosaccharides, single sugars, are the basic subunit of all carbohydrates. Monosaccharides have a general formula of CH2O in brackets and N on the outside of the bracket. N can vary from 3 to 7. Monosaccharides are soluble molecules and sweet in taste. Galactose, fructose, and glucose are all examples of monosaccharides. Glucose has the chemical formula of C6H12O6 and is a hexosugar. It has two isomers. They have the same chemical formula but different structural arrangements. If you have the worksheet in front of you, please refer to figure 1. In alpha-glucose, the hydrogen is positioned above carbon 1, while the hydroxyl group is below carbon 1. In beta-glucose, the hydrogen is positioned below carbon 1, while the hydroxyl group is positioned above carbon 1. When two monosaccharides join together by a condensation reaction, a disaccharide is formed. The bond that holds the two monosaccharides together is known as a glycosidic bond. The disaccharide maltose is formed when two glucose molecules join together by a 1,4 glycosidic bond. The numbers refer to the position of the carbons in each monosaccharide. The disaccharide sucrose is formed when glucose and fructose join together by a 1,2 glycosidic bond, and then the disaccharide lactose is formed when glucose and galactose join together by a beta 1,4 glycosidic bond. Okay, well, it's time for the second pit stop. So in this pit stop, you have to identify the monosaccharides that make up each of the disaccharides below. So number one, what monosaccharides make up lactose? Number two, what monosaccharides make up sucrose? And finally, number three, what monosaccharides make up maltose? Okay, well, pause the podcast, give yourself a chance to think of those answers, and we'll be back with the correct answers in... Okay, so for this pit stop, you had to identify the monosaccharides that make up each of the disaccharides. So number one, the disaccharide was lactose. Lactose is made up of the monosaccharides glucose and galactose. Number two, the disaccharide was sucrose, and sucrose is made up of the monosaccharides glucose and fructose. And then finally, number three, the disaccharide was maltose, and maltose is made up of the monosaccharides glucose and glucose. So if you got those answers correct, amazing job, and now we're going to move on into the final segment. A polysaccharide is the official term used to describe carbohydrate polymers. When many monosaccharides join together through condensation reactions, a polysaccharide is formed. The structure of a polysaccharide is related to its function. For example, starch. Starch is a storage molecule for plants and is a major energy source in most diets. Starch is made up of two chains of polysaccharides, amylose and amylopectin, both made up of alpha-glucose monomers. Amylose is a helical and branched chain. This makes it compact, so it's easier to store more in small spaces. Amylopectin is a long branched chain. The branches act as sites for enzymes to break down the chain into glucose monomers. Together, both chains make starch a large and insoluble molecule. This means it does not affect the water potential. Another example of a polysaccharide is glycogen. Glycogen is similar to starch. It is made up of alpha-glucose monomers and is the storage molecule for animals. However, its structure is shorter and more highly branched in comparison to starch. It's a large and insoluble molecule, so it cannot diffuse out of a cell. It can be rapidly broken down by enzymes into glucose due to the presence of the branches. Another example of a polysaccharide is cellulose. Now, cellulose is different to both glycogen and starch. Firstly, it's because it has a structural role as opposed to a storage role. It's found in plant cell walls and is made up of beta-glucose monomers. The beta-glucose monomers form long and branched chains that run parallel to each other and are cross-linked by hydrogen bonds to form microfibrils. These then group together to form fibers that help to provide strength and rigidity, I love that word, for the plant. Okay, well, it's time for our final pit stop. So these are the end of episode summary questions, so use the worksheet, a notepad or a phone to write down your answers. Number one, what is a polymer? Number two, what is the difference between alpha-glucose and beta-glucose? And finally, number three, how does cellulose differ from the other polysaccharides, glycogen and starch? Okay, well, pause the podcast, give yourself some time to really think of the answers to those questions, and we'll be back with the correct answers in... Okay, so for the end of episode summary questions, you had to answer the following. Number one, what is a polymer? Correct answer, a large molecule that is made up of small repeating molecules, also known as monomers. Number two, what is the difference between alpha-glucose and beta-glucose? Well, in alpha-glucose, the hydrogen is positioned above carbon 1, while in beta-glucose, the hydrogen is positioned below carbon 1. And finally, number three, how does cellulose differ from the other polysaccharides, glycogen and starch? Well, the correct answer for this, cellulose is made up of beta-glucose monomers and it has a structural role and it's made up of straight and branched chains. So if you got those answers correct, amazing, superb, excellent. If you didn't, guess what? You can listen back and go over it again and try again. Okay, well now it's time for the closing segment. So there it is, a quick whistle tour of carbohydrates. Remember that these episodes are here for you to listen to as many times as possible, so really take full advantage of them. Be sure to follow me on my social platforms at Sese Sesso on Instagram for daily biology updates, and please subscribe to my podcast channel, which can be found on most streaming platforms. So join me again next week for the next episode where I'll be reviewing the topic lipids. Why? Because Sese says so.